Now, we're getting into another children's classic now, and a mystery for a young lad called Tom. This time, it's a dodgy grandfather clock and a yearning for the great outdoors that conjure up the most extraordinary things.
When Tom Long is sent away to stay at his aunt and uncle's flat in a large old house, he discovers a mysterious garden which only appears at night. Although Tom can see the children who play in the garden, they are quite unable to see or hear him. But it seems to Tom that the girl, Hattie, is different. Tom's Midnight Garden by Philippa Pierce. Dramatised for radio by Judy Allen. Episode 2.
You don't hide badly for a girl.
I saw you climbing the trees. I saw when you went right through the orchard door. I saw you often and often.
Sometimes I sort of knew I was being watched. And I saw your footprints once. I'm Tom Long. I know you're called Hattie.
Princess Hattie, if you please. I am a princess.
If you're a princess, your father and mother must be a king and queen. Where's their kingdom?
I'm not allowed to say.
Why not?
I'm a prisoner here. There's someone who calls herself my aunt, but she isn't. She's wicked and cruel to me.
I think I've seen her. Is she a tall lady in purple?
Yes, and those boys aren't really my cousins either. Now you know my secret. I will allow myself to play with you.
I'm not used to playing silly girls' games.
I'll show you where I hide.
Do they let you play in the rain?
I'm not supposed to play here at all. Look, this bush is hollow.
Well, I didn't spot this.
It's here, behind these ferns. Here's another hiding place.
But wait for me! Now where... Hattie, you're not behind the ferns. Hattie? Ha! Oh, you made me jump!
I love this fir tree. I stand behind it. Then when people come to look for me, I move around the trunk really quietly. So it's always between me and them. And over here is the vegetable garden.
I've been here before.
Did you look under these sacks?
It's rhubarb. Did you once leave a note here?
And did you once find one?
Yes, a list of fairies. Fairies.
Whoever could have put that there? To fairies. Fancy. Come on, Tom, I'll show you more.
Oh, this is the door I pushed through.
Yes, I know, I saw you. This is the heating house. It's drier here.
Well, I don't get wet anyway.
Oh, and here's the bag where Abel collects the hen and goose feathers.
They'll go everywhere. Stop it. What's that thing?
That's the stove. To make the greenhouse warm. And up there... No, I can't reach. Well, those are Abel's books.
I can see the one on the top. The Bible.
That's right. Abel says the Bible must be above all the other books. Like the Queen ruling over all England.
Ooh, it's stifling in here.
It has to be warm. These are tropical plants.
Ow, that's sharp.
Be careful. It's a spiny cactus. And this... is a castor oil plant.
Oh!
Come over here. Watch me touch the sensitive plant. Watch. See how the leaves droop and fold up.
I've never seen one before. Look!
It does it for you too.
And that leaf. And that one.
Poor thing.
I've drooped the whole plant.
Come and look through the coloured glass in the door. The purple glass makes it seem as though a thunderstorm's coming.
This one makes everything yellow, like lemonade.
Try the red one.
The garden's on fire. What about this one? Green flowers and a green sky.
And if you look through here...
It's just plain glass.
No, it has a star engraved on it.
Well, I can't see anything through the star.
Sometimes I like that best of all. You look and see nothing and think there is no garden at all. But all the time there is, waiting for you.
It isn't always there for me.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Never mind. Let's look through the lemonade one again.
Mum, can I read my comic now?
No, Peter. I let you read Tom's letter and that's enough. People with measles mustn't strain their eyes.
I expect Tom will forget about me.
Oh, nonsense. I'm sure he's missing you just as much as you're missing him.
He'll have found someone else to play with.
Oh, I hardly think so. He He's still in quarantine.
I suppose so.
Peter, what does Tom write about in those letters?
Oh, nothing. Just food.
Poor Tom. I expect that's all he has to think about. Well, there can't be much for him to do indoors all day.
Come on, Tom.
Where are we going?
To the vegetable garden.
Why? What for?
You'll see. Oh, wait, stop.
What's the matter?
Someone's following us. Listen.
I can't hear anything.
We must wait till he's gone. Come on, Tom, I have something to show you.
Oh, come on.
This is called the burning bush. Here, Tom, smell the leaves.
Are they meant to smell of scorching?
James says the smell is lemon verbena.
Why is it called the burning bush, then?
They say that if you come out at midnight on Midsummer's Eve and set light to a single leaf, the whole plant will blaze up.
Have you tried?
Of course not. There's only one plant, and we don't want it to burn to ashes. Shall I tell you a secret?
If you like.
This is grown from a slip of the real burning bush, the one that burnt when Moses was there.
But that was long ago, in the Bible.
Well, I shan't tell you secrets ever again.
Who's that?
Oh. What are you up to, Cousin Hattie?
Oh, it's you, Cousin Edgar. I'm not up to anything.
For the last 5 minutes, you've been talking and nodding and smiling all by yourself.
I'm not by myself. I'm talking to a friend.
And where is your friend?
Standing beside me, of course.
Really, Cousin Hattie, people will think you're queer in the head. Once it was fairies, and now it's someone who isn't even there.
Oh.
James! Hubert!
Well, now he'll go and tell the others and they'll jeer at me. And Aunt Grace will say it shows I'm not fit to play with the children in the village.
Well, why did you tell him about me?
One must tell the truth, mustn't one? Come on, now we can go and look at the trap.
What trap?
Over here. See?
Oh, poor thing.
It's Abel's sparrow trap. I really think he'd rather the birds died of hunger than ate his seeds. There.
Does he know you let the birds out?
Of course not. That's why we had to come here secretly.
Oh, Hattie, look, a frog!
Oh, we must catch it! Abel says they eat the strawberries.
I'll chase it towards you.
I have it! I'll set it free by the pond. Abel doesn't mind.
Miss Addy.
Can I come into your shelter?
Mind you don't touch them tools.
Oh, Tom, it's so sad about Abel.
Sad?
He had just one brother, and his brother was very jealous of him. And one day, in the fields, his brother attacked Abel with a weapon, murderously.
Go on.
He killed Abel. I mean, he nearly killed him. There was a great deal of blood. It lay smoking on the ground of the field.
Was Abel's brother called Cain? The story of Cain and Abel is in the Bible, and Cain really did kill Abel. I think this Abel is just called after him, that's all.
Suppose I said Susan told me that story, and Susan is Abel's sweetheart.
I'm not sure you don't tell fibs.
I shan't ever tell you any more secrets, ever. The first yew tree you climbed is called the Matterhorn.
Is it?
Yes. And the one next to it is the steps of St. Paul's, because you can almost walk up the branches. And the one right down there is Trixie.
Why Trixie?
It's difficult to climb. There are no branches low down. You have to swarm up the trunk. Hubert and James and Edgar have all climbed it.
Have you?
No. Princesses don't swarm.
Dear Peter, there are so many things to do out in the garden. Hattie's only a girl, but it's all right. She's better at hiding than I am, but I'm better at climbing. She has names for everything, but I know how to make things. I always mean to ask Hattie questions about the garden, but when I'm out there, I seem to forget. I don't know why.
Now, you have to cut a notch at each end for the bowstring. Make one there.
Hubert and James and Edgar used to make bows and arrows and play at Forest Outlaws.
Cut away from you or you'll hurt yourself.
They said I was too young. And when I was old enough, they said they were too old.
Now, cut a notch at the other end.
Arrows are easy, but I couldn't have made a bow by myself.
Have you got the string?
Here.
Right, tie the string round one of the notches. Now, you have to bend the bow and tie the string to the other end. It has to bend more than that.
I can't.
Well, I can't help you. I haven't any strength while I'm out here.
There's Abel. Abel!
Coming, Miss Hattie.
Can you help me with this, please?
Aye, I can string it for you. This is your knife work, Miss Hattie?
Yes, indeed it is.
And who taught you to do it?
Someone.
Well, whoever it was taught you, take care he don't teach you trouble with it.
Trouble?
Trouble for yourself, Miss Hattie.
It's a good bow. I wish I could use it.
Oh, it's stuck in Trixie.
Why don't you shoot a bird?
Tom, no.
There isn't the slightest danger you'd ever hit one.
I like to shoot into the air.
Oh, no! Oh, we should get further away from the greenhouse.
Did anyone hear?
I don't think so.
Are you sure? Is anyone looking out of any of the windows?
Well, I can't see anyone, can you?
I don't think so. No. Oh, Tom, I will be so very angry.
There's someone in the greenhouse.
It's Abel. Oh, Abel, it was an accident.
All right, maybe. There now, Miss Hattie. I have a spare pane of glass.
Can you repair it?
I can.
Thank you. Aunt won't ever know. Will she?
No, she won't. But do you remember what I told you of?
You mean about being taught trouble?
Aye. I do that.
You didn't tell me there were sheep here. Or geese.
The goslings are nearly as big as the geese.
Here's the arrow, Hattie. You'll have to pick it up. I can't.
Let's sit on the bank and watch the river. Sometimes there are floods and the water overflows into this very meadow.
It isn't a very big river.
It gets bigger downstream. It flows to Castleford and then to Ely and then down and down to the sea. So they say.
But all rivers flow to the sea. Do you paddle here sometimes?
I'm not allowed in this meadow at all because of the river. We must go back.
Oh, all right then.
Come on, quickly. Aunt says I might get my clothes muddy. Or if I might get drowned, and that would be very troublesome for everybody.
The geese are watching to make sure we go back through the hedge. Perhaps they thought we should have been in their meadow. Aunt Gwen, is there a river near here?
What did you say, Tom?
Is there a river nearby?
I think so. Yes, I'm sure there is. It's somewhere behind the houses over at the back.
And are there geese?
Oh, I don't know about geese. Perhaps when your quarantine is over, we could go and look.
Yes, I'd like to.
Hope you won't be disappointed. It isn't a very big river. It's nothing special.
I never get dressed to go down to the garden. I go in my pyjamas and just one slipper, because I use the other to wedge open the door of the flat. But I never feel cold, even when it's early morning out there and the grass is wet with dew.
They must have come through the hedge. Oh, goose nests is everywhere. Oh, Abel.
Abel? What are the geese doing on the lawn?
I'll get them away, Mum, just as soon as I can. Come on, move now. Come on, move gently.
Pincher, they nearly fell over you.
I can hide in Hattie's hollow bush. Well, I know they can't see me.
Don't frighten them.
Spread out, lads.
Come on, round them up.
I'll go this side.
Don't hurry up. We'll drive them out into the orchard, then I'll get them round to that old meadow again.
Hattie, run and open the orchard door.
Get the dog away.
Pincher! Indoors with you!
Let them settle, they're making the orchard door anyway.
If we just walk behind them...
Gently, gently!
Edgar, help me ring to shut the door when we're through!
The lettuces are gone, and the seedlings all trampled.
I've never seen such a mess.
I am still waiting for someone to tell me how the geese got into the garden.
There'd be a gap and tunnel in the hedge at the end, Mum. How they made it is more than I know, unless the devil himself taught them.
The geese didn't make it. Hattie did.
Harriet?
Yes, Aunt?
So, you are to blame.
I'm sorry. I didn't know
the geese rest
would...
of you may go.
Yes, Mum.
You are to blame for all this, Harriet. You charity child, you thankless pauper. I received you into my home as a duty to my late husband, your uncle. I expected you to be grateful and obedient, but you are not. You are an expense and a shame to me, and to your cousins. You are to go straight to your room.
Oh, Hattie, will she beat you? No, it's all right.
Who are you talking to? Come along, girl, quickly, inside.
That was horrible. She's horrible. Who's that? Oh, where did you come from? Don't cry. What's the matter? Are you lost?
No.
Well, what are you crying for?
For my home.
Where is your home?
I want my mother. I want my father.
Hattie's aunt was so horrible to her. You can't imagine. And then I found this little girl in the garden, all dressed in black. She was crying and crying, and then I suddenly understood. Peter, I don't know how it's possible, but it was Hattie, a much younger Hattie. She'd just lost her parents and come to this house. She was so unhappy. I will go back to the garden tomorrow night, but I'm afraid it may not be the same. Hattie! Hattie! Hattie, where are you? I've looked in all your hiding places. Have you gone forever? The orchard door is the last place. Oh, do I have to push through it again? Oh. Oh, Hattie, there you are. Why didn't you answer? I called and called.
I was helping Abel with his bonfire.
You could have opened the orchard door for me. I like bonfires too.
You wouldn't have liked what we were burning on this one.
What were you burning?
The bows and arrows. Oh, Tom, it was Abel who wanted them burned.
Why?
He says they're dangerous, and he knew I borrowed a kitchen knife to make them. He said if I promised never to use a kitchen knife again, he'd give me a little knife of my own.
What kind of knife?
He bought it for Susan, but she said it's unlucky to have a knife from your sweetheart. It's a dear little knife. It has just one blade. See?
You could just about cut butter with that.
I've cut more than butter with this already. Come on, I'll show you. There, on the trunk.
H.M.
That means Hattie Melbourne has climbed this tree. I've carved my initials on all the yew trees, except Trixie, of course.
It's very wrong to carve things on trees. It's like leaving litter about.
I don't see how it can be.
You'll get into trouble because people know they're your initials. If I wanted to carve on a tree, which I wouldn't ever, I'd draw my secret mark.
What is it?
A long cat. Well, it's supposed to be a tomcat, for Tom Long. You could draw a hat, for Hattie. Only, of course, you mustn't. Come on, I'll teach you to climb, Trixie.
Well, I have just one.
It's easy, I'll show you.
I mustn't get my clothes dirty. I'll be very cross.
Piece of carrot, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know, Tom, I think you've grown since you've been here.
Have I?
I suppose it's only to be expected. You are a few weeks older than when you arrived.
People always get older, don't they?
Yes, dear.
I mean, they never get younger. Well, not usually.
What a funny thing to say. Only 2 days now, Tom.
What is?
Until you go home. I know you must be looking forward to it, but we shall miss you.
Time's gone very fast.
Yes, time keeps marching on.
That's the sundial, high up on the wall there.
I saw it before. I can't work out how it tells the time.
Hooray! It's gone behind the stone sunbeam. Do you think it has a nest there? Well, I can't see it from here. James once walked along the top of that wall. He climbed up by the pear tree.
Well, I'm not going to. It's far too high.
I didn't mean you should. James did it because Cousin Edgar dared him. He walked the whole length. Then he climbed down. Then he fought Cousin Edgar. And then he was sick. Cousin Hubert was very angry. He said James might have fallen and broken his neck.
I might fall, but I wouldn't bruise or break. I haven't got much weight in this garden. I'm going to do it. I'm going to walk along that wall and look for a nest behind the sundial.
Oh, Tom! Don't worry. It's all right for me.
Oh, it is high.
Please be careful.
There is a wren's nest, but I won't touch it or I'll frighten her.
Come on down now, Tom.
What a view. If only you could be up here yourself.
What can you see?
I can see through one of the windows of the house. Oh, and Abel running. And in a courtyard at the side, Edgar's giving Pincher a bath. Pinch has bolted. Edgar's chasing him.
What do you see beyond the garden?
I can see the river. And if you look along the river...
Yes?
Miss Hattie.
Oh!
What is it?
Miss Hattie, you must never climb that high wall. It'd be dangerous.
I wasn't going to.
You must swear that you never will. Here, on the Holy Bible.
I swear it, Abel. I never will.
Hattie?
Do you remember that, Miss Hattie?
Hattie, what on earth was the matter? Abel thought I was going to walk along the top of the wall. He wanted to stop me because of the danger.
It looked as though he pushed you over.
He made me kneel on the path and swear on his Bible that I never would.
Was he very angry?
No, I think, somehow, he was frightened.
You mean you were frightened? He was angry?
No, I was a little frightened because he was so quick, but he was more frightened. When he made me take his Bible, his hand shook.
Why did he suddenly think you might try to climb up?
I suppose he saw the way I was looking at the wall.
No, he was running with his Bible in his hand before he could possibly have seen you.
Perhaps he heard me talking to you up there.
You were only speaking quietly.
You were talking very loudly.
But you're the only one who can hear me or see me.
I don't understand.
I wish I didn't have to go home tomorrow.
What?
Oh, Tom, would you like to stay?
Yes.
We'll send a telegram at once.
Why? What is there to interest a boy here?
I like it.
We'll do so much now you're out of quarantine. I'll take you to the museum in Castleford. It's only a bus ride away, and we can go shopping together.
I'm not sure that boys like shopping.
Well, we'll go to the pictures then. There's a nice cinema in Castleford. You'll like that, won't you, Tom?
It's so strange the way the garden is only there at night. I've been trying to work it out. I think the garden and Hattie must somehow be ghosts. The garden comes and goes, but Mrs. Bartholomew's clock is always here. I keep looking at the picture on its face, the angel reading the book. If only I could see what's in that book. Mrs. Bartholomew! Once there must have been a Mr. Bartholomew. Probably his family owned this house for generations. He'd have known all its stories, and he'd have told Mrs. Bartholomew, and she'd still remember. People seem to be a bit afraid of her, but I have to talk to her.
More potatoes, Tom, dear?
No, thank you.
When Mr. Bartholomew lived here...
Mr. Bartholomew... whoever he was, never lived in this house. Mrs. Bartholomew was a widow when she came here, and that was only a few years ago.
But what about the grandfather clock in the hall? You said it belonged to her, but it's always been here, ever since the house had a garden.
And what reason have you for supposing that, Tom?
Alan, the clock certainly must have been here a long time, because the screws at the back have all rusted into the wall.
Well, now... that might explain things. If the clock couldn't be moved without danger of damaging it, old Mrs. Bartholomew would have had to buy it with the house. You see, Tom, all quite straightforward if you reason it out.
No point talking to Mrs. Bartholomew, then.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I'll get the pudding.
I don't know why your cousins never thought of building a treehouse up here.
Well, they didn't. I found a good floor, didn't I?
No, you just have to finish the walls.
You need to wedge that plank just there.
Alive, alive.
What's it like to be dead and a ghost?
How do you tell me, Tom?
I'm not a ghost.
Don't be silly. I saw you go through the orchard door when it was shut.
I'm not a ghost. The orchard door is. And the garden is, and so are you.
Indeed I'm not. Why do you think you wear those clothes? They don't belong to nowadays, I know.
But they're my pyjamas.
You wear strange clothes that no one wears nowadays because you're a ghost. Why, I'm the only person in the garden who sees you. I can see a ghost.
I could put my hand right through you. There. I've proved it. You're dead and gone and a ghost.
Oh, I'm not dead. Oh, please, Tom, I'm not dead.
All right, Hattie. You're not dead. I take it all back. You're not a ghost.
Oh, don't cry. All right.
Go on building the treehouse. I'll go on telling you how. Mind you, I'm not a ghost either.
Dear Peter, I'm glad your measles are better. I've tried to find out when Hattie lived. I looked up costume in Uncle Alan's encyclopedia. Her cousins wear trousers, and trousers weren't invented until the early Victorian period. Hattie's aunt and Susan the maid wear long skirts. Aunt Gwen says women wore long skirts all through Queen Victoria's reign. Hattie must be an early Victorian. An early Victorian ghost. Burn after reading.
What are you burning, Peter?
Just rubbish. You know, I still don't understand why Tom wants to stay on with Gwen and Alan. They're very kind, but it must be so dull for him.
There must be something he enjoys. He's put off coming home twice now.
Does he tell you any more, Peter, in his letters?
I think he just likes being there. I suppose he'll have to come home for the autumn term.
Oh, we must have him home before that.
I suppose I could go too and stay with him.
You can't want to go and stay in a flat.
I do then. I lie awake at night and wish I were there. And then I fall asleep and dream that I'm there.
But why?
He's missing his brother, that's all. Don't worry, Peter. Tom will be home very soon. Then you can show him your new treehouse.
Nobody suspects our treehouse is here.
Has Abel seen it?
And I've been careful to keep out of his sight.
I haven't bothered about that. But of course he's never seen me anyway.
Of course not. If it's to be like a real house, it should have proper windows, not just accidental gaps.
You're expecting too much. It doesn't have to be a house at all. It could be the captain's cabin on a ship at sea.
And I could do it better from outside. Tom? About this side. Is it safe? Have you ever sat on it?
Yes, I've been out on that one. Only I dare say I'm different. I wouldn't advise you to... Hattie!
In episode 2 of Tom's Midnight Garden by Philippa Pierce, the cast was Tom, Peter England, Aunt Gwen, Una Stubbs, Uncle Alan, Crawford Logan, Abel, Callum McPherson, Young Hattie, Sarah Morton, Mrs. Long, Judy Parkin, Mr. Long, David Holt, James, Tim Godwin, Peter, George Miller, Edgar, Robert Thomas, Hubert, Oliver Grigg, and Baby Hattie, Ruby Isla Serimal. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Tom's Midnight Garden was dramatised by Judy Allen, with music by Elizabeth Parker, and directed by John Taylor.